living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga City Podcast へようこそ。Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga City Podcast. If this is your first time joining on, はじめまして、僕はジョン先生でございます。I am John Sensei, your guide to the world's most fantastic language, and I do it in 5 minutes or less. How amazing is that? And I do it every single day of the week. Today we are talking about a Japanese suffix, and that is the suffix ya. But before we do that, make sure to give us a like, share us, as well as give us a 5-star review. That really does help us. And if you can't buy a kanji poster from us, you can at least make us so we pop up before, you know, Japanese Pod 101, which is the enemy. Okay, so today we're talking about ya. Ya is actually the symbol that you'll find in Nagoya or osushi ya, or sometimes you'll go to a sake ya or an izakaya. This ya indicates a store, usually a store, a restaurant, or someone's occupation. Now, this can be used to identify a person, but is more commonly used to identify the place. So, for example, if you say osakeya-san, you're talking about a brewer. However, if you talk about an osakeya, you can simply mean a bar. However, when you're referring to a bar or a brewer, you can simply refer to them as an izakaya. And this ya kanji is actually fairly complex looking, but don't be startled. It's one of those easy suffixes that you can put onto the end of any noun and make it a store. Now, somebody's going to say, but John Sensei, how about mise or how about ten? Yes, those are also there, but those don't imply that that is someone's occupation. You can't bookstore, but you can be a bookseller. You can't beer, but you can definitely make it. So that's going to be the main difference here, is that it's an occupation over a complete location, though they can be used interchangeably. So, for example, if someone wants to use osushi-ya, as in someone who makes sushi, or a sushi-ten, both those are technically correct, but you're going to find the person that makes the sushi there is who you're referring to as well with the ya kanji. So let's try this in some sentence-like context so you can see exactly what I'm talking about, and hopefully use it in your own Japanese as well. Let's get started. This first sentence, and all of our sentences can be found at discovernihongo.com, so just make sure it's always in the show notes down below. So you can always find that. But let's do the sentence. So if I say, shōtengai ni, so shōtengai is like a shopping district or a shopping street. That's what the gai is for. Shōtengai ni aru yaoya no taisho to nakagai. So a yaoya is a grocery store. The ya is actually the symbol for 8, and the o is the symbol for 100. So the yaoya is basically like 800 shop, or in other words, a grocery store. So shōtengai ni aru yaoya ni taisho ga nakagai. So in other words, the head grocer or the grocery store in near the shopping district, we're on good terms, or we have a good relationship, in other words. He maybe gives me a discount or something like that. But that ya, the ya shoya, the yaoya, is the grocery store. Let's do another one. If I say, tomodachi no ie ni no ura ni aru, so behind my friend's house, tagashi yasan, so tagashi is like a simple treat or a shop, ga natsukashi. So in other words, it brings things to your remembrance. It's nostalgic, I guess. With that, though, I am out of time. I will catch you tomorrow. But remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Desu kara isshou ni machigaimashou. Jane. Gotta punch in, get to work, sumi masen. Chotto matte, kudasai, nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Hontou ni, I stay facts. Uchi ni, uchi ni.